put it in.
It's time once again for Insight with Jack Stogler, right here on the Fork Recovery Internet Radio. Insight with Jack Stogler is being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's show. And now, here's your host, Mr. Jack Stogler.
But it really isn't Jack Stogler. Jack is out of town today, so we'll be talking today with Dan Redmond, and he is with Vore's Compact Touring Series Racing League, powered by Mercer County Electric. Welcome, Dan.
Well, thank you, Neil. It is a pleasure to be here. Thank you very much for having us tonight.
Well, we're really happy to have you, and we're going to talk a little bit about some people know that Steve Vore runs a racing league, and we're going to find out a lot of things about that. And Dan actually runs the league for Steve, and we're also going to have see a little more of Dan in the future. We're going to have Vore's Compact Touring Series radio show starting here on Fort Recovery Radio, starting on March 12th, we'll talk about that a little bit later too. But that's a pretty good thing, I think.
Oh yeah, Neil, we are so excited about it. Our drivers are excited about it. I think it'll be a great way to inform our drivers of extra special events coming up. It'll be a great way to inform our fans and make sure that we're getting the word out to everybody that loves racing. It'll be about our racing series and about racing at local tracks like Eldora and Winchester Speedway. So we're going to try and make it kind of an all-around racing series show every Monday night starting March 12th.
All right. So we'll be back after a quick break here, and we'll get into the meat of all of this. Be back in just a minute.
It's Lent, and it's time for fish, and Brick Street Tavern has several great seafood choices. We have two great Friday night supper specials. There's our all-you-can-eat breaded pollock for only $6.95 and a grilled salmon dinner for only $9.95, and both come with our large salad bar and choice of potato. And we have two Friday lunch specials, a two-piece breaded pollock dinner with fries and slaw for only $5.25, and our endless soup and salad bar for only $5.95. So for a change of pace and a great meal where you don't have to stand in line to eat, stop in to Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery every Friday during Lent for one of our great specials.
Cooper Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
The Fort Recovery VFW is having their annual fish fry every Friday during Lent. They'll be serving their all-you-can-eat fish from 4:30 to 7 for only $7 for adults and $5 for 10 and younger. And it's not just their great fish they're serving up. They also have baked beans, macaroni and cheese, coleslaw, potato salad, fruit, and more, and coffee is included. So head on out to the VFW west of Fort Recovery on State Route 119 for your Friday night Lent supper. Just $7 for adults and $5 for 10 and under for their all-you-can-eat fish and more every Friday night during Lent.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel, Vice President of the Fort Recovery Chamber of Commerce, here to let you know about our upcoming chamber banquet. The banquet will be March 11th, 2018 at Fort Recovery Elementary Middle School Auditoria. Doors will open at 5:30 p.m. and dinner will begin at 6 p.m. with awards following immediately after. RSVP for this event at frchamber.org, or tickets are available at Fort Recovery Insurance, Second National Bank, Mercer Savings Bank, and First Financial Bank. If you have any questions, please feel free to call me at 419-375-4041. The Chamber and local businesses look forward to seeing you at the banquet March 11th at 5:30 p.m.
Welcome back, and we're here on Insight with Dan Redmond from Vohr's Compact Touring Series, powered by Mercer County Electric. We're going to talk a little bit about the Touring Series and about the a little later on about the radio show that we're going to be doing here on Fort Recovery Radio every Monday night. So, Dan, tell us a little bit about yourself, your family, how you got associated with Vohr's Racing.
Okay, Neil. Well, again, my name's Dan Redmond, and I'm fortunate enough to have a wonderful wife by the name of Linda Redmond, and that's always by my side, that I drag along with me to the races and everything else. She's always right there with me with whatever I want to do.
From what I saw the other day, she enjoys it. You're not really dragging her along.
She does. She loves the racers and the racing community as much as I do. She's passionate about it like I am. The only thing I think Linda and I are more passionate about than racing is our family. We truly believe that, you know, the good Lord puts us here on this earth to make a difference while we're here. And you can't do that if you don't start with your family, whether it's your parents, your kids, your siblings. So, you know, that's important to us, and racing is important, and life is good.
That's good. So you live where?
Okay, we live in Farmland, Indiana, over in Randolph County. So, you know, Linda's actually was a Union City girl, and I met her over in Union City when I actually started out my career as a professional EMT firefighter. And I worked my 24-hour shifts at the Union City, Indiana Fire Department with her brother Larry and another gentleman. And Linda graduated from Missinewa Valley, and so that's how I got to know Linda. And when I left the fire department, I went back to farmland as a police officer for 5 years full-time. And so I actually came from a very public service-oriented background. And Linda wanted to go back to school and finish getting her business degree, and we had two little girls at home, Ashley and Chelsea, and unfortunately a small-town police officer's salary just wouldn't pay the bills, so that's when I got into private business and started managing Applebee's restaurants and things of that nature, and I did restaurant work for about 20 years, and over the course of those 20 years, became friends with Steve Vohr, and Steve and Linda and I are closer than, you know, a lot of people are to their own brothers or sisters. And so we just started out as friends going to the NASCAR races together at Bristol. And the friendship kept evolving over the years and years and years until we started doing things like this racing series together.
Well, that's pretty good. So you're out at the Vohr's Welding Building most of the time. I'm thinking with what you're doing for him, do you do any of the business out there, or is yours all just the racing part?
Well, I try and help Steve with whatever I can, but that excludes welding because yeah. Steve is very customer oriented and very particular about his welding. So
yes, he is.
So
anybody that knows Steve Vohr knows that is an absolutely true statement.
That is right. Steve only believes in doing things one way, and that's the right way. And so the good Lord never gave me the talents of being a welder. So I walk through the shop floor, but I'm not out there putting together anything for customers. But I do try and help him and Renee, who runs the office for Steve, with whatever I can on advertising, public relations, media, mm-hmm. HR type things for him, do some deliveries for him and everything when I'm not working on the racing series. But I am out there most of the time. But, you know, from when the racing series started to where it is now, it's went to a place that we never ever even could envision it going. So what started out basically for Steve wanting to do as a hobby has turned into, you know, a much more complex organization. But he loves it. He's passionate about it almost as much as he's passionate about his community here in Fort Recovery and his customers and his shop that he's worked so hard to put together that, you know, that the racing is coming in there right there, second and third behind his family, community, and his shop.
Yeah, and most of us around town know Steve Vohr, even if we've never really needed him to do anything for us. You see him at the tractor pulls, anywhere that somebody needs something like his services, he's there willing and ready to help. And if you've had anything done by Steve Vore, you know that it is absolutely top notch. He doesn't he doesn't allow himself or anybody that works for him to do something that's just okay.
Yeah. No, Steve is, you know, Steve is the epitome of small town America, and taking care of your next door neighbors. I mean, I don't know in 2018 how many businesses in this world still have it set up so that, you know, when Steve leaves the shop at 5 o'clock, the phone still rings over at his house, because if a farmer's out in the field and his combine's dead in the water and there's rain coming tomorrow morning, you know, it's nothing for Steve to go get one of the mobile rigs, trucks and trailers out and take that phone call at 7 or 8 in the evening and get out there and start working on a combine to make sure that that farmer can get his crops in before the rain comes. So you just don't see that much anymore, you know, and that's just how passionate Steve is, how he lives his life. You know, I'm so proud that he is the best friend that I've got. You know, I know just this year, and again, Steve is one of those guys that he's probably going to be mad at me for even saying this, but, you know, just this year he started 2 endowed scholarships for Mercer County, and with the emphasis on Fort Recovery, for every single year from now until forever, there'll be a $1,000 scholarship for anybody that wants to go into the welding business. And since Steve was raised in Jay County, went to school over at Red Key High School, you know, he did the same thing for Jay County. And so, you know, he's got 2 scholarships that's going to go on forever, because there is a need for kids to get their hands dirty still and want to go into the welding business. And you know, so, you know, I think anybody in town knows Steve. They've seen him involved in other community organizations to give back. And that's just Steve being Steve.
Yep. And the great thing is he's able to do it, and he is more than willing. He looks for ways to help, whether it's with something like that or 10 o'clock at night going out and helping a farmer, or going down to the tractor pulls and helping any of them out in case something happens. He's sitting right there ready to go. Anybody that knows Steve knows that's exactly him. And I saw the picture in the paper last week of him with the check for the Mercer County community, or the Mercer County Foundation. And Civic Foundation, I believe they call it, for that scholarship. And I'm thinking, yep, that's exactly Steve. You know, except that he's getting his picture taken. He does not love that kind of thing. He doesn't like the personal attention. But I think that was a really good touch that he's, and of course he wasn't all dressed up. He was Steve in his hat, his work clothes, because, you know, that's who Steve is.
What you see is what you get with Steve Vore, you know, and I wouldn't change it for anything in this world. And anybody that knows Steve is exactly the same way, because you can't find somebody that's any more real and genuine than Steve. And yes, he's not big and flashy. He would much rather be in his blue jeans and his work shirt and his Vore's Welding and Steel hat than, you know, it just about kills him to have to put on a button-down shirt. So, you know, that's just who Steve is.
Yep. The Vore's Compact Touring Series, powered by Mercer County Electric. Tell us what that is.
Okay. Well, it is a compact touring series racing division. And we actually came about, and this will be our 7th season. I'm excited because April the 7th this year, we will actually celebrate and have our 100th feature for our racing series at Anderson Speedway. So our series, we travel around Indiana, Ohio, Michigan, Tennessee, and race at local tracks and tracks that's quite a bit far away. And that actually all evolved because about 11 years ago, there was a racing series called CRA, Champion Racing Association, and CRA puts on the Winchester 400 over at Winchester, and they said, hey, we're going to start a compact series. And so, you know, Steve says, hey, that sounds like fun. I think I would like to race a race car. And so Steve and Phil Iliff from Portland and Aaron Teagarden from New Weston and several of the guys around here built compact cars to go race with CRA. And again, Steve being Steve, you know, he wanted to sponsor the series, even though CRA owned it, but he just wanted to drive and help pay the bills so that the guys could go race, whether it was at Winchester Speedway or Bearfield Speedway up in Fort Wayne, and did that for 4 years. And then CRA continued to expand and continued to expand. And then after they were in it 4 years, they got to the point that they had gotten up to 5 racing series, and street stocks and late models and sportsman late models and super late models and the compacts. And they actually came to Steve at the end of 2011 and said, Steve, we've stretched ourselves just a little farther than we want, and we're going to have to let one of our racing series go. And so if you're not interested in taking the compact series, it's probably going to cease to exist at the end of this year. And so, you know, that kind of threw Steve into a position he really wasn't expecting. You know, me and Steve talked, and Steve, you know, Steve said, I never had any intention of ever wanting to own a racing series. That was the farthest thing from my mind. I just wanted to go out and race like everybody else on a Saturday night. And, you know, and so I have fun. I love doing it. You know, Steve will be 68 in May, and he still gets in the race car and races with us. He raced and won the feature race at Winchester Speedway last August. And, you know, that's what Steve wanted to do. But when CRA said this is going to cease to exist, again, Steve being Steve, he said, I don't want to let this fall apart for all of my fellow racers that really count on this series to be here. And so I want to try and save it. So that was the first discussion that we actually had. We then, you know, he came to me and my wife Linda and said, if I take over and run this compact series and buy this compact series, will you and Linda run it for me? And I said, Steve, we've never ever ran a racing series in our life. And he's like, well, I know, but you run businesses of your own. And he said, so that's what I need. So
yeah, and you understood where he's coming from, and you like the races. So yeah.
Yeah, you know, and Steve, again, said, the only way I'm going to do this is if you and Linda will run it for me. And I may own it, but when it comes to the racing series, I'm just a driver. Okay, I have nothing to do with the decisions that's made in the tower, the rules, or anything else. I'm just a driver like everybody else. But I don't want to let this fall apart for the drivers that are enjoying it and everything else. And so we actually tested the waters in August of 2011 and had our first race. It was an invitational race. It wasn't CRA sanctioned and it wasn't VCTS sanctioned because it really wasn't that VCTS hadn't really became into existence yet. But our very first race at Eldora Speedway on Saturday night, August 11th, Larry Bowes was more than happy and willing to let us come over and race over there, and it went well, and Steve was happy, and me and Linda was excited about it. And so Steve told CRA, yep, I'll do a deal to take over the racing series. And at the end of 2011, CRA's front-wheel drive division ceased to exist, and the emergence and the beginning of Vore's Compact Touring Series began. And so we opened up the 2012 series as our own racing series.
Well, that's awesome, but it's also not surprising.
Yeah.
You know, Steve has something that he knows is not just important to him, but a lot of those fellow racers, his technically competitors,
yep,
on the racetrack, enjoy it, like it, and if somebody doesn't do something, it's going to disappear. And that's it's just not surprising that he stepped up to do that, and it's also not surprising that he wants nothing to do with running it. He's glad to help make it happen, and it's really good. How many drivers were there at the time?
Well, when we first took it over and the emergence of VCTS, we only had about 17 or 18 racers that was racing with us. And again, mm-hmm, that was basically Steve thought, you know, hey, I'm going to take this over. I'm going to keep it going for, you know, Tommy and Stephanie Bigelow that live in Winchester. That's the grandson and daughter of Tom Bigelow that's raced in 9 Indianapolis 500s. And so it was just about keeping it going and basically just kind of, you know, vision of letting the guys that's racing with us keep racing and have some place to go. And that's honestly what Steve thought it was going to be and what I thought it was going to be and what Linda thought it was going to be. And so it went from just 17 or 18 guys to, you know, this year or last year in 2017, we had over 150 different race car drivers from 17 different states race with VCTS Racing. So it's exploded beyond all of our imaginations. We get requests from tracks now that out in Missouri, other tracks in Tennessee, tracks in Wisconsin that want us to come. And, you know, that's a huge, huge compliment, and we appreciate that. But we never, ever saw that coming. But again, you know, Steve's whole motto of living his life is just trying to do the right things for the right reasons. And
yep.
And we've made it a really fun racing series for the drivers. We've tried to keep the cost down. We've tried to, you know, make sure that they get recognized and we get the prize money and purse up for them. And so, you know, that's again where the, you know, this racing series has went from. We went from, you know, a driver getting paid $150 to win a feature and like $15 to start the feature when we took it over, to now this year in 2018, we'll have races for compact drivers that pay as much as $2,000 to win and $150 to start the feature.
Yeah, that's a pretty good weekend if you can make a couple thousand.
Yeah,
bucks.
You know, now that's not all of our races, but over in 2018, we anticipate paying out over $80,000 in prize money to the drivers for, you know, our series. And our whole philosophy, and again, Steve's philosophy, is these are not super late model cars. These are not wing sprint cars that you see at Eldora. These are basically street cars. These are Honda Preludes and Dodge Neons and Mitsubishi Eclipses and Chevy Cavaliers. They're compact cars, front-wheel drive compact cars. We put an emphasis on safety. You can't run the racetracks that we race at without being safe, and we're striving totally committed to being safe. But we try and keep the other things, cost factors, down as much as we can so that it can be an affordable racing division. You know, we've taken steps to put in restrictors in the air intake so that the cars only have an inch and a half air intake restrictor that we make them install at every race. So even if somebody goes out and buys a $10,000 cheater engine, if you can only get so much air into the engine, you're only going to get so much power out of the engine. So we've tried to take those kind of steps to make it and keep it affordable, mm-hmm. so that a blue-collar racer can go out and go racing with us every Saturday night and be competitive and have fun without, you know, losing their whole house trying to afford to do it.
Yep. We'll come back in a minute, and we'll talk about maybe a little bit about the cars and what all is involved in the actual vehicle itself. We'll be back right after this.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Boers Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boers, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boers Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boers Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't have time to make supper? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep-fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. Be sure to stop by on Friday for their pizza and wing lunch buffet. And don't forget to make your reservations for your kid's birthday party or any other occasion. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or reserving your lanes for a party, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
The Fort Recovery Drama Club proudly presents the Addams Family Musical. This musical will be presented on Saturday, February 24th at 7 p.m. and Sunday, February 25th at 2 p.m. Both times will be held at the Fort Recovery Elementary Auditoria. Tickets will be $8 at the door. So come laugh with us on Saturday, February 24th and Sunday, February 25th and watch the Fort Recovery Drama Club present the Addams Family Musical.
Attention all 8th graders. On February 26th at 6:30 in the high school commons, there will be a high school info night for all 8th graders. There will be very important information for incoming freshmen, so please attend. This will be on February 26th at 6:30 in the high school commons. If you have any questions, contact the high school office.
And we're back here on Fort Recovery Radio Insight, and we'll be talking with Dan Redmond. We've been talking with him. We'll be talking with him some more here from Vore's Compact Touring Series Racing League. You talk about the compact cars. So these are actual street vehicles that people either already owned, bought specifically for racing, and have done some things to, but are they pretty much a regular car with the seats taken out and other?
Yeah, they truly were street cars at one point in time in their life. When somebody converts it over to a race car, mm-hmm. it's still got the frame, it's still got the doors and the trunk and everything. It's not the plastic bodies that you see in NASCAR. It's not tubular frames that they put the NASCAR late mm-hmm. mile stock cars with together. It truly is the frame of a Honda Prelude or a Dodge Neon. We have Ford Probes, we have Nissans. Basically, if it's a front wheel drive compact car, it can be with our series, and then you have to strip it out. We stress very much on safety, so our safety standards are very rigorous. You've got to put a fuel cell in it. So you got to take the gas tank out. A fuel cell is a steel box with a rubber bladder in it. So that way, if it gets into a wreck, even if the box crushes, the rubber bladder will keep all the fuel inside. And it's got to be specially mounted in a special location. They have to have racing seats. They can't use the seats that's in the car. The racing seats are built and designed, again, specifically for the race car drivers. So they wrap around the race car drivers, and we call them full containment seats. And so if a driver takes a side impact on the left side of the car or the right side of the car, if his head tries to get thrown to the left or the right because another car hits him or he hits the wall sideways, the containment is going to keep his head straight and keep it from moving to the left and the right. He's got to have a steel plate over the door. He's got to have a roll cage that's 4 or 5 bars across the driver's door, reinforced. And then basically that roll cage keeps him kind of in a shell. So even if the car would come apart, that roll cage, he's kind of in a cocoon with that roll cage because his racing seat is attached to the roll cage and not to the frame of the car. And then we have head and neck devices. If you're a race fan, that came about in 2001 after the great Dale Earnhardt got killed down at Daytona in NASCAR. And a head and neck device is something that the helmet clips onto a plate that you wear across the back of your shoulders, and it keeps your head and neck from being hyperextended so that basically your head can't separate from the spinal column. That's mandatory in our racing series. Racing wheels, special tires, so that they won't puncture like a street tire would, is all part of our racing series. So we really, really put an emphasis because we race at some of the fastest tracks and short tracks in the world. It's that simple. We race in the fastest short tracks in the world with our cars, and even though they're not big super late model stock cars or wing sprint cars, at the end of the straightaways, like at Winchester Speedway, our drivers will still be doing 110, 115 miles an hour going into turn one on a little half-mile racetrack. So, you know, the straightaway is only about an eighth of a mile long by the time you factor the turns in and the backstretch and stuff like that. And they're going down that one-eighth mile chute and going into a very hard corner, 100, 105, 110, 115 miles an hour. So, you know, we run Bristol Motor Speedway where NASCAR races at. That's even faster than Winchester. We run Lucas Oil Raceway Park.
Do you have run at Bristol?
We did. That was another thing that was kind of on Steve's bucket list for the drivers because, you know, basically when, again, Steve took this over and wanted to create VCTS Racing powered by Mercer County Electric, for the racers, you know, Steve's vision and what Steve explained to me was, Danny, what we want to do is, he said, I want to get these drivers to some of the greatest short tracks in the United States. And he said, I want them to understand that they are professional drivers running a very budget, you know, friendly series. And the only thing that separates them from somebody that could be a NASCAR driver or a super late model driver or a World of Outlaws winning sprint driver is they don't have a sugar mama or sugar daddy paying the bills. Even with our very cost effective racing series, it's still expensive to go racing. It's very expensive to go racing. And so Steve's like, I want to get them to some great tracks. I want them to get the respect they deserve as professional drivers. But with that being said, we make sure that it's very well known to our drivers. And every driver's meeting that I ever have, all 98 of them so far, the very first thing I tell the drivers on behalf of Steve is, welcome to the track. We're glad you're here racing with VCTS. If you've never been here before, we're very glad you're here with us. But I'll tell you straight up, if you come from a local track that you intentionally wreck somebody in turn one because you don't like them or you want to fight in the pits, then you don't even need to unload your car off the trailer, because if you do that here with our series, you'll never race with us again. We just don't put up with that kind of stuff. We want it to be exciting racing for the fans. Racing accidents happen, but we want it to be fan-friendly and a position that if you bring your wife and kids and they're down the pits with you, they don't have to worry about getting caught in the crossfire of somebody getting in a fight. So if we're going to get these drivers to tracks like Bristol, like Eldora, they've got to carry themselves as professionals on and off the track. And so the deal with Bristol, we'll be going back for the second annual short track U.S. Nationals, May 17th through the 20th this year. We started actually working on that deal 4 years ago. Again, that was Steve's vision. He came to me and said, Danny, is there any way we could ever have a race for Saturday night short track drivers at Bristol Motor Speedway? You know, in Bristol, you know, Eldora races, you know, about once a month, and they have, you know, great races that people from Texas and anybody that's a dirt track fan all of the United States is aware of, the World 100 or the Kings Royal at Eldora. But Bristol Motor Speedway is a half-mile track, but it's a concrete track instead of a dirt track. Eldora seats about 20,000 people around its half-mile track. Bristol seats 160,000 people around their racetrack, okay? You know, so, I mean, you could take the population of everybody in Dart County, you know.
And Mercer County and Randolph County and...
Exactly, and put them all inside that the track that's the same size as Eldora Speedway. And it's just incredible. And they don't race every weekend. They don't race once a month. They race two racing weekends a year. They race the spring NASCAR weekend and the August NASCAR weekend. That's it.
There's they don't no do reason. Anything else.
Nothing else.
Ever. There's no...
You know?
Nothing.
Nothing. Two NASCAR races weekends a year. That is it on their oval track. And, you know, and so, again, CRA has been a great partner and a great friend even since we split with them. We're still with them. We always refer to them as our big brother. And so...
Yeah, the only reason it isn't still part of it is because they didn't feel like they could handle it all. And
they didn't do it justice.
And they found a guy that they knew
that
could
they
handle.
Could. So we do several races, including Winchester 400 weekend, the Vores Cup Cabin Fever weekend coming up. Our first race of the year will be with CRA. And so me and Steve went to RJ Scott and Glenn Luckett and said, hey, this sounds crazy, but this is the thought process.
Now, Steve, those are the people with the CRA?
CRA, yep. Mm-hmm. They own CRA, and we went to them and said, this is the thought process. We want to get every Saturday night short track driver that's ever had a chance to race at their local track a chance to go to Bristol. And is there any way to make this happen? And, you know, it's on most race car drivers' bucket list just to go and watch a NASCAR race from Bristol, because there's just no place else, nothing else like it in the world. And you know, we devised a plan with Glenn and RJ, and they had some connections with one of the people that they're associated with that was actually had a lot of business dealings with Bristol Motor Speedway. And so a gentleman by the name of Norm Parton kind of was the crossover guy and got things rolling for us. And the very first meeting that was ever had with Bristol Motor Speedway, they said it very plain and clear. They said, "We're not trying to be rude. We're not trying to, you know, be crass, but we don't want to waste your time and we don't want to waste our time." And the bottom line is, we're a publicly traded company. We own basically half of all the NASCAR tracks in the country: Kentucky Motor Speedway, Las Vegas Motor Speedway, Charlotte Motor Speedway, Atlanta Motor Speedway is all owned by Speedway Motorsports Incorporated. And they said, "You know how many calls we get every single week saying, 'We've got a great idea for a race at your racetrack. We would love for you to do this.'" They said, "We can't even count them." They said, "You know, mate, how many we do every year? None." So the bottom line is, we understand that you want to put on a show, but we'll be brutally honest with you. If we can't see the potential for this to be a success financially before we ever open up the gates to the fans for the first day, we're not interested in doing it. That's exactly what they said. They said, "We're not trying to be mean. That's just business." And, you know, and so it took basically, like I said, the first 3 years to make it happen. And we put a proposal together in a package, and we worked with actually six other sanctioning bodies of stock car racing across the United States to create the Short Track Nationals, the Cars Touring Series, the Southern Super Series, the NAFTA Modified Series, CRA Series, us. All of us came together and said, "Hey, for the common good of short track racing in general, you know, let's put this together." And, you know, and Bristol said, "You know, we like what we see here." And so, again, you know, it was Steve's vision to make it happen. Steve's the sponsor, the presenting sponsor of the whole weekend down there. You know, and last year was the very first year that we had it. The weather was horrendous. There was an 80% chance of rain on Friday, a 70% chance of rain on Saturday, a 90% chance of rain on Sunday. Friday it rained so hard that there was literally water calf deep in our pits, running through our pits.
Oh, man.
Saturday it never did rain, but Bristol's down in the mountains, and you could see the lightning off in the distance, and twice it got so close, they can actually tell how close the lightning strikes are, and if it gets within 5 miles of the track, they've got to shut down and get everybody out. And we were just at that threshold, but we were able to keep racing, get the show in. Sunday's races were supposed to start at 2. We never got the first car on the track until 7:40 Sunday night, but we raced. And we still had, even with that kind of a weather, we had over 350 race cars there for that very first weekend. Man. And we would have had more, but I had a lot of drivers from up here. Again, these are our drivers are factory workers and office workers.
Yep.
And
it's you, me, the people that are that are listening. It's just regular, real people that don't have all the time in the world and all the money in the world.
Exactly. And, you know, and I was getting calls with that weather forecast, and they're so used to going to their local Saturday night track, and about the time they pull into the parking lot, it starts raining, and the track owner says, "Hey, we're canceling the show tonight." And so I was getting calls left and right, and so was Steve, saying, "We're not coming because we can't afford to spend $250 or $300 in gas to pull our race car down there to turn around and come back home." And I kept saying, "You don't understand. This is Bristol Motor Speedway." They promised us we're going to race. It may be at 3 o'clock in the morning. It may be 8 o'clock the next morning. It may be Monday morning. But you will race before you go home. And so, you know, we got all the shows in. And it was a long weekend. But with having 350 race cars on the grounds for a weather forecast like this, you know, Bristol was very pleased with how everything went. So we're doing the second one this year, and I think we're going to have a lot more cars than that this
year.
I'd
say that's probably right. Let's take another quick break, and we'll be back and learn some more about Vore's Compact Touring Series powered by Mercer County Electric, and talk a little bit about the upcoming radio show we're going to have here right here in Fort Recovery Radio. So we'll be back right after this.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Spider-Man there?
I don't know where you can find Spider-Man.
What about Superman?
I don't know where Superman, Spider-Man, or any other superhero friends are.
Don't you always have something for everyone?
We do, with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more. And we always offer super prices for your coverage.
Super prices? prices. I never heard of that superhero.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
I remember a time when we didn't have to wear sweaters in the house to keep warm.
That was just a few months ago. It's called summer.
But now, why do we have to wear sweaters indoors?
Because we have a horrible heating system. And why are you talking like an old man? You're only 37.
Oh, I forgot. I'll call Reasoner Energy. They'll uncover any problems and give us solutions. I hear Reasoner Energy has been the go-to heating expert for years and years.
Stop it!
Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
Are you a busy parent, married to your job, or just don't have the time to get to the grocery store? Worry no more. Wayne Street Market in downtown Fort Recovery has the answer for you. Shop online. It's as easy as ordering that pair of shoes you ordered last week. Log on to WayneStreetMarket.com, click on the Shop Online Now button at the top of the page, and start adding to your cart. The process is simple, and better yet, you pay online, drive to the store, and one of our friendly associates will bring your groceries out to you. You don't have to even get out of the car. Don't make life more chaotic than it needs to be. Take advantage of our online shopping today. As always, thanks for shopping your fast, friendly, and convenient grocery store.
Here are the Fort Recovery sports coming up this week. On Thursday, the Indian swim team will make their first ever appearance in the state preliminaries in Canton at 5 o'clock. The teams, with Sophie Timmerman, Ava Bupp, Alexis Bupp, Paige Fortkamp, and Cassie Martin, will compete in four events: the 200 freestyle relay, 200 medley relay, 400 freestyle relay, and Cassie Martin will compete individually in the 50 freestyle. If they qualify for the finals in any of those events, those will take place on Friday at 5 p.m. in Canton. On Friday night, the Indians boys will host New Knoxville in their final game of the regular season, and it's senior night for the boys and the cheerleaders. As of now, there will be no radio stations covering that game. On Saturday, the girls begin their tournament run. They'll play Ada at Allen East at 8 p.m. We'll simulcast WPGW's coverage of that game. Swim team in Canton for the state meet on Thursday at 5, and then again on Friday if they qualify in any of their events. End of the regular season for the boys on Friday night as they host New Knoxville on senior night. And the beginning of the tournament for the girls on Saturday night at 8 o'clock as they'll play Ada at Allen East. Get to these events this week to support our girls and boys Indians teams. They appreciate your support.
The Fort Recovery boys basketball team will be having its senior night on Friday, February 23rd, following the JV game, which starts at 6 o'clock. Three boys players, Cade Wendell, Trevor Vaughn, and Ryan Braun, as well as two senior cheerleaders, Kristen Keller and Carissa Evers, will be honored for their many years with the program. Make sure that you stop on down to the Fort Sight Fieldhouse on Friday, February 23rd, to watch these fine seniors one last time on their home court.
Welcome back to Insight. We're talking with Dan Redmond of Vore's Compact Touring Series, powered by Mercer County Electric. And just wanted to, we've talked about a whole bunch of different things. Talked about the being at Bristol. We talked about how the league got started. What's your racing schedule? When does it start? When does it end? And how often do you race?
We start actually next month. March 24th and 25th will be our opening race of the season. Usually it's about the first weekend or so in April, but this year April 1st is actually Easter Sunday, so we never race on Easter Sunday. So Vore's Cup will be early this year. It'll be April or March 24th and 25th at Lucas Oil Raceway Park, which is another former NASCAR track. That's in Indianapolis.
That's Indianapolis.
Yep. It's Indianapolis, Indiana. It's actually Brownsburg. It's a 5/8 mile paved oval. The NASCAR Craftsman Trucks raced there until they decided to do the dirt thing, and they walked away from Lucas Oil Raceway Park to come to Eldora. So yeah. That's where the trucks were racing at before they came to Eldora. And so that's our first race. Then we pretty much race just about every other weekend between then and the middle of October. So our season is quite extensive, and we have 16 events or 16 weekends. And, you know, it's about every other weekend. So by the time, I love my racers and everything, but by the time that the racing series is winding down in October, we're ready for a break so everybody can get recharged, drivers can put cars back together again for next year, and, yep, and I can go out and start working on next year's schedule and,
yeah, if they're, and everything. If they're racing pretty much every week, they have to sort of patch in between, and then they can kind of get some stuff
and, you
redone
know,
for the...
That's one of the things that, you know, we've got, again, it's a great problem to have, and it's a testament to how Steve's, once the series ran, and to all the officials, like Patrick Reed, our tech director, and Tracy Reed that helps Patrick with the registration and information that she does with Linda, and Corey Hensley, our announcer, and Chicken, our flagman. It's a testament to them because, you know, we have, again, so many cars that... follow us to the tracks, that we have so many tracks that honestly want dates that we just can't give. We could be racing basically 26 weekends out of 26 weekends, and I could fill that schedule. But again, we've got race teams that are on a very, very tight budget. Yep. It gets expensive to pull down to Bristol, Tennessee, or to Birch Run, Michigan, which is north of Detroit. We've got teams that come every single one of our races last year that came all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee, all the way to Angola, Indiana, and to Eldora, to Shady Bowl, to Graft, Ohio. So they don't have that kind of money to be out on the road every week because they've got their regular jobs. And, you know, they have to have a life, too. We're very concerned and committed to family involvement. So, you know, we want to have a good balance. And so, you know, Steve honestly would be like to be racing only about 13 races a year. But again, Steve's too nice of a guy, and I tell him the schedule's full, and a track owner will call us and say, oh, man, I really want one more date, or can you get me a date? And so we wind up usually getting up to 15 or 16 dates like we've got this year. But about every other weekend to give guys time to work on their cars, like you said, Neil, and time for family life and to make their budgets work. Really, every other weekend's about as much as we push a traveling series.
So how many drivers regularly hit all or most of those races? Is it a handful or is it a bunch?
Well, you know, we had, like, our high car count last year was at Bristol, naturally, at 73. And if we wouldn't have had the weather issues, I think we would have had between 80 and 85 drivers. That's not normal. That's, you know, that's not normal. But our normal races last year, all of our races but five was basically in the at least 30-something. So our average car count is usually about 32 to 34 cars. We only had five races that we were down in the upper 20s. A lot of racetracks and racing series would kill to have their worst shows of the year with only 28 cars. But, you know, we've got, again, a great, great group of drivers that are very loyal to the series. They like each other. They have fun with each other on and off the track. And so they follow the series. So, you know, I think our car counts are going to go up again this year. So I wouldn't be surprised that we're not rolling into most of the tracks with 36, 38 cars. Last year, the very first weekend of the year, Vores Cup in Indianapolis, last year we had 58 drivers. I think we'll probably be well over 60 for that because that's a big race, kind of like Bristol. But for most of the normal races, like at Shady Bowl and DeGraft, Ohio, you know, Winchester Speedway, we're definitely always up in the 30s.
Are those the two that are the closest to, if they're Fort Recovery listeners, that would be... That would be the ones that they would be most likely to hit?
Most likely. We race once at Bearfield Speedway in Fort Wayne, on the south side of Fort Wayne, so that's not too terribly far from here.
Nope.
And then the other track, and this is a first-time track for us this year, will be Waynesfield Raceway Park over on 33, I believe.
Near there anyway.
And so that's a dirt track. That's our one and only dirt track. Normally we run at Eldora. We very much appreciate the opportunity that Roger Slack and Larry Bowes gives us. Unfortunately, like I said, scheduling-wise this year, we usually run there the first, about the third weekend in April every year, and that falls on the NASCAR Cup weekend at Bristol, and Bristol wanted us, me and Steve, to come down and help promote the Short Track Nationals this year. So I had messaged and emailed Roger Slack to see if we could push the Eldora date back to Family Fun Night in August, which we used to race there in August, and Roger said, sure, no problem. And then Winchester Speedway said, hey, we want you to come and race August, the first weekend in August. And I said, well, I don't usually like doubling up races back to back, but that's okay. We'll be at Eldora next weekend. Eldora, Winchester is closed. most of our guys are in the Dayton, you know, Muncie area, so it's not too far of a pull for either one of them. And so I said, okay, we're good. And about 3 days after I signed the contract with Winchester, Rogers sent me another email saying, hey, Dan, I forgot to tell you, we moved Family Fun Weekend up to the first weekend in August this year. And I'm like, oh, man, Roger, I am so sorry, but we've already got that date filled. And so hopefully with the opportunity, if Roger and Larry have an opportunity to allow us to come back in 2019, we'll be back at Eldora. But the good thing is it opened up the door for us to be able to go to Danny Kelly's track up in Waynesfield and still do a dirt track race. And we gave him the Eldora date. And we're really excited about going to Waynesfield. But Shady Bowl, DeGrafto High, Winchester is probably the closest to. And
yep. Yeah, that's always good because I know there's a lot of motorsport fans around. And I hope that this works out very well for you. Now, also for motorsports fans, we are going to start doing a regular weekly show during your racing season, starting a little bit before and maybe go a little bit after the season's over, here on Fort Recovery Radio, Monday nights at 7. We're still working on whether it's going to be a half hour or an hour. May end up being somewhere in between. If you know our talk shows, we kind of say it'll be about an hour.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's a little less, sometimes it's a little more. We don't get too excited about that. But tell us about your plans for the show and what's the name of it going to be. And I think I already said the time, but
Monday nights at 7 starting March the 12th. That'll be 2 weeks before we go to the Vores Cup at Lucas Oil Raceway Park. Very excited again about having it. We appreciate the opportunity you're giving us, Neil, and Fort Recovery Radio to do this, because I think it can be great for our fans, our drivers. I think it can be interesting for the listening community in Fort Recovery. Every Monday night, 7 o'clock, my co-host will be Corey Hensley. He's the voice of VCTS Racing. He does all of our announcing at every track that we go to. Corey is very knowledgeable about our drivers and our series, and he is a great young man, and he makes this old dog have a little extra energy because Corey is such a good guy. We'll have guests on the show on air and call in the very first week. I think we're going to have our only series two-time champion, Chris Jennings, is going to be live here in studio with us, as well as I got word yesterday that three-time NASCAR champion Randy LaJoie is going to be calling into the show that night. So I'm very excited. Again, the impact that this little mom-and-pop compact series is having ripple effects, and it's getting people's attention all the way up into the NASCAR world, and we've created friendships because they see what Steve's trying to do for short track Saturday night racing. And you know, all these NASCAR drivers, whether it's somebody like Randy LaJoie or Kenny Schrader, who was just at our awards dinner in December, they all started out as Saturday night short track drivers, you know?
Yep.
And so, you know, they understand what it's all about to race because it's a passion. And so, so Randy LaJoie won at Indianapolis Raceway Park or Lucas Oil Raceway a couple times. And so he's excited to call in the show that night. I think we'll try and do some things for the listeners to have giveaways so we can hopefully get some Fort Recovery listeners some free tickets to Winchester Speedway or Shady Bowl or something like
yeah,
that.
If that'd they be great. In.
And yep. We're excited about it.
Okay. Let's take another quick break. We'll be back and kind of wrap things up and kind of give us an overview of what we've found out today. So we'll be back in just a little bit.
Vores Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Vores, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Vores Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Vores Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Are you a driver looking for a career change? Cheeseman Transport of Fort Recovery, a leading provider of transportation and supply chain solutions, is hiring local, regional, and over-the-road drivers for full-time and part-time operations. Drivers can earn up to $80,000 in their first year, receive up to a $5,000 sign-on bonus, and an average of 52 cents per mile plus stop pay. Join our team and apply online at cheeseman.com/careers. That's cheeseman.com/careers. We look forward to speaking with you today.
Hello, this is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and check out our new evening specials. On Monday evening, you can get a sub basket for only $7. Choose from one of our 7 different subs, plus your choice of 2 of our many sides. On Tuesday, it's our wing night featuring 50-cent wings and boneless wings and 75-cent drafts. On Wednesday evenings, you can get $3 off any large pizza, any toppings. Thursdays, you can get our hand-cut, grilled, or breaded tenderloin basket with your choice of 2 sides for only $5.50. And with all of our specials, you can eat here or take it home. Stop in any night and check out our new evening specials at Brick Street Tavern.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel, Vice President of the Fort Recovery Chamber of Commerce, here to let you know about our upcoming Chamber Banquet. The banquet will be March 11th, 2018 at Fort Recovery Elementary Middle School Auditoria. Doors will open at 5:30 p.m. and dinner will begin at 6 p.m. with awards following immediately after. RSVP for this event at frchamber.org or tickets are available at Fort Recovery Insurance, Second National Bank, Mercer Savings Bank, and First Financial Bank. If you have any questions, please feel free to call me at 419-375-4041. The Chamber and local businesses look forward to seeing you at the banquet March 11th at 5:30 p.m.
And we're back here on Insight with Dan Redman from Vohr's Compact Touring Series, powered by Mercer County Electric. And as we were mentioning before the last break, we're going to have a radio show dealing with exactly that. Starting March 12th, Monday evenings at 7 o'clock. Probably end up being an hour show, but we'll see how it goes. If it's an hour or a little more, we don't care. If it's a little less, doesn't matter. But you were talking about some of the go ahead and review the things you were saying before the break about what you're going to have on the program.
Okay. Well, you know, we're going to have, like I said, we're going to have drivers and call-ins for our show and our series and talking about our series. But we want to make it more than just our series show, Neil. We want to talk about racing in general. We want to have a segment each week, you know, that we'll talk highlights about Daytona. You know, we may take some call-ins of, you know, what do you think about the last lap wreck at Daytona? Was it just a racing accident? Was it dirty pool? You know, we'll look forward to what's coming up at Eldora.
Yeah, and although, you know, this is about Vohr's Compact Touring Series, they're not just Vohr's Compact Touring Series fans. They are motorsport fans, and if you're doing all the motorsports, that's good. So go ahead.
That's exactly what we want to do, is, you know, and we want to, you know, have some insight. So if you're looking to go to the races this weekend and we're not racing, or if we're racing in Birch Run, Michigan, north of Detroit, you know, we'll try and give you the latest and greatest on who's coming to Eldora this weekend and what kind of shows they're going to have, or who's racing at Shady Bowl this weekend, or is Winchester racing, or you know, all the local tracks in Western Ohio, East Central Indiana, that within driving distance for the fans that, you know, Fort Recovery listeners, to be able to get to the track.
And of course, we're for what you're doing with that, we're also going to have people from kind of all over the country listening in that are fans of your series, and some of the racers from farther away. I believe there's one of the guys this weekend that was from Bowling Green, Kentucky, so they'll be able to listen in and you can talk about what's going on in their neck of the woods and keep them up to date on what's going on around here. And I think it's just a really good thing. Now, we'd also talked off the air about how they get a hold of you. It's, you have a website, you have a Facebook page. What are those?
If you want to find out more information about VCTS Racing, Vohr's Compact Touring Series, powered by Mercer County Electric, you can go to Facebook, and it's just Vohr's Compact Touring Series. Just spell out the word Vohr's Compact Touring Series. Or on our website, we have two ways to get a hold of us. It's either VCTS Racing, which stands for Vohr's Compact Touring Series. So VCTSRacing.com or VohrsRacing.com. Either one will get you to the website, and you know, and then Facebook. So we try and make sure that we stay up to date on what's going on for, You know, the fans and the drivers will run contests. We got a contest coming up for about the next 10 days that you can win tickets to different tracks and stuff like that. Once we start having this, which I think will start happening next week, we'll post a daily question and stuff like that. And there'll be a couple tickets given away. So, yeah, so we'll have some tickets here in studio when we do the Monday night shows. And we'll be talking Vores racing as well as talking about the local track racing and racing on the national level. And then you can find out more about our racing series, you know, at VCTSRacing.com or Vores Compact Touring Series on Facebook.
So that's really good, and I am really looking forward to the show that you're going to be doing. I think, you know, I don't know anything about motorsports. I see it. I don't understand it. I don't, but I think it's a really neat thing, and I know we have a lot of motorsports fans in our area. That would be interested in that, plus all the people that you'll be reaching through your racing series. So I think this is going to be a very good thing and going to be very interesting, and it's going to be full of the information that race fans want in general. Race fans in general want to know, and specifically the Vores series. That they want to know, but it's going to be about all the motorsports, and I think that's going to be a very interesting thing from some people that I'm pretty sure know what they're talking about if they've been around the track that much.
So, yeah, no, we, you know, and we want to make it fun. You know, life is too short not to have fun. And yeah,
you and Corey, you know, and go ahead, tell us what Corey's name and his background.
Corey Hensley, he's been with our series now. This will be the third year. Mm-hmm. Corey is finishing up his college degree in motorsports broadcasting, so... you know, it's one of those things that Steve and I know that we're not going to keep Corey with us forever. Like I said, he's a fine young man with a lot of energy. He's got a lot of talent behind the microphone. And you know, we were down at Bristol last year, and there's a TV company called Speed 51 that does pay-per-views all across the nation. Mm-hmm. Bob Dillner's big, and he owns Speed 51, and he works for NASCAR and NBC and ESPN and runs this company. And you know, when Bob Dillner picks up the phone and calls you before Bristol last year and says, "Hey, Dan," he said, "you know, I know Corey's your announcer, but we'd like to be able to use him on our pay-per-view for your series," you know, when he's already got, you know, people's attention like that, that knows who Corey Hensley is.
Yeah.
You know, we're very blessed and fortunate to have him right now, but I can see that there's definitely bigger and better things down the road coming for Corey.
So in about 20 years, we'll be seeing him on TV saying, "I remember I got my start with Vores Compact Touring Series and had this stupid radio show on Fort Recovery Radio and had to be on Monday nights."
Oh, he won't call it stupid. Believe me, when I told him that we had this deal in the works and would he like to co-host it with me, he was so excited. He's like, "I would love doing a radio show on Monday nights," because he's done a couple before. Mm-hmm. And so he's excited about it a couple times already. You know, it'll be just something random in the middle of the night. And he's like, "Hey, Dan, I've got this idea." And they're hanging. So yeah. Corey is pumped and excited about it, and so he's ready to be over here in the studios at Fort Recovery Radio and doing the show with us.
Well, I think that's going to be a really good thing. And, again, we've been talking to Dan Redmond from Vores Compact Touring Series, powered by Mercer County Electric, and talked about the racing series coming up this spring through summer through early fall. And then, as we were just talking about, the radio show coming up on Monday, March 12th will be the first one, 7 o'clock. It'll be every Monday through the racing series, and we're looking forward to that. Thanks for being with us, Dan.
Neil, again, thank you for everything that you're doing for Fort Recovery Radio and giving us the opportunity, and we'll do our best to make it a fun and enjoyable show for everyone.
All right, and stay tuned for Sports Talk coming up next.
Thank you for staying tuned to Insight with Mr. Jack Stogler, right here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. This show was being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors you heard during the show. Thank you.